believe in testing yourself to the word of God.
In testing?
Testing. We're supposed to test all things to the word of God. Because it's our standard. Mm-hmm. We need to have the word of God is the truth, so we test everything to it. Mm-hmm. And if something falls short or something looks wrong or false, mm-hmm. it needs to go because it's a lie. Yeah. We need to follow God in spirit and truth. So the Baptist Church faith is not biblical. They keep a lot of sins. If you test them to the word, you'd see they do Christmas, mm-hmm. they do Easter, mm-hmm. they have feminism, they have unbiblical. They don't teach men how to be godly, holy men. They don't teach women how to be godly, holy women.
Really?
Like, let's go to Christmas. So Christmas is a lie. It's a pagan holiday not found in the word of God.
Yeah.
If you want to test that out, you could see it. And about the not teaching women how to be godly, holy women, how long have you been going to that church? Have they taught you that women are to cover their heads and dress biblically? That's all in the Bible. Those are commands for women in the New Testament mm-hmm. that your church isn't keeping. Mm-hmm. But let's go back to the gospel. That would be part of our obedience. Mm-hmm. So we need to follow the word of God. If we don't obey it, Jesus said if we don't bear fruit in John 15, we're going to be cut off from him and cast into the fire. Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit. So we care for your soul. You need to test those things out and go mm-hmm. deeper. You can't just, and if you're united to that Baptist church.
Oh,
and
I'm not. No, but, I've only been going there a few weeks. I've just been going maybe about 4 weeks now. And I've not, I mean, I haven't been in church, and I usually just read my Bible.
But do you realize?
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Staying out of the churches and reading your Bible, because did you get to that point where they're not teaching the truth?
Real. The Bible's what's real. You know, you can hear a lot of things in different churches that you won't find in the Bible.
You're exactly right. That's why we encourage people to stay out of them, because on the card that she gave you, the biblical gospel.
I don't have my glasses with me, so I can't actually.
Okay, but you can take that home and read it. On the front is the biblical gospel, but I'm sure she went through it on the back.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of lies that the churches are teaching, because like you said, they're not teaching what's supposed to be taught in the Bible. They're teaching you things that aren't in there, right?
It's sort of like a club.
I'll be honest, like a club. Yeah.
You know, go to these churches and. That's one reason my husband and I have been out of church for a long time. Probably at least 12 years. And
good.
We just started going back because it was a neighbor that we liked our neighbor, and he started preaching at this church and he invited us. So I told my husband, okay, let's go. We're not members by no means, but we went a couple times, and each time I go, I don't feel drawn to it. I told my husband, I prefer to stay home, read my Bible, and I do watch some church on TV. But you gotta be careful what you watch too.
Yeah, see, let me help you with something. Unless,
no, you
I didn't
go
mean
ahead.
To come in
no,
and get.
Yeah, no, you go
she's
ahead.
She's a sister in the Lord. Yeah, we're traveling together.
Yeah.
You have to be very careful uniting with anybody who teaches even one thing outside the Word, because anything outside the Word is the truth, right?
Right.
So anything outside that is not going to be the truth if it's taught like spiritual, like you said. They're teaching you things that are not in the Bible. That means that's not true, right?
Right.
It's a lie.
If it's not in the Bible, then it's not
right.
True. Yeah.
So Revelation in 2 chapters, 21 and 22, say if you love and practice a lie, you're going to be left outside the gates of heaven with the adulterers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers. So you don't even want to participate with one lie, right?
Even if you've been saved?
Well, see that...
Because we're all sinners, aren't we? I mean, in God.
Well, technically we're not sinners. If we are a true child of God who's been born by the blood of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and we've repented, turned from our ways, our life, our old life is behind us, a new life is in front of us, and if we're born again, born mm-hmm. from above by the Holy Spirit, our insides change as well as our outsides, mm-hmm. right? If you've been
That's
changed
right.
on the inside, the outside is going to change.
That's right. Yeah.
And then you endure in that, you can fall away, you got to be careful. Endure, you got to be holy and obedient to the scriptures, and then you endure in it, you can turn away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't believe that once you're saved, you're always saved. You can choose to turn away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to endure in that saving faith until the end. So the Bible is not going to call that person a sinner. You're now called a saint if you're truly born again.
Mm-hmm.
A saint can fall into sin, but we don't live in willful sin.
Right.
You see the difference on that?
Yeah, so God always puts that guilt in, or the Holy Spirit always puts the guilt in us when we've done something right. wrong, so that we will repent.
And how do we know how to repent? It's by following the scriptures, reading them, and obeying them. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the churches are teaching things that are not in the scriptures. Every denomination out there, and non-denomination, and fringe group, mm-hmm. is teaching things outside of scripture. What does Deuteronomy and Revelation say about that? Adding to or taking away from the word, you'd be blotted out of the book of life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage you and your husband to stay away. It doesn't matter if it's your neighbor or not, and even if they get offended,
mm-hmm.
the word of God in your soul for the Lord is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry
yeah,
about that.
I heard husband give him my card. I'd love to talk to him sometime.
Okay.
We each have different ministry, different
okay,
websites,
great.
But we teach the
yeah.
same thing.
Okay.
But yeah, we'd love to hear from your husband.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
So if you took time away from the churches, and you got in the scriptures, and you laid down your life, willing to obey everything, like she was mentioning, just a few things,
yeah.
you know, for godly, holy women, and things like pagan Christ Mass, Easter, Good Friday,
mm-hmm.
worldliness, carnality, entertainment, sports, politics.
Man-made holidays.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the trappings of Satan. This is his kingdom we're born in the flesh.
Yeah.
You're nodding your head like you understand that. So we're born in the flesh into Satan's kingdom. He gets to rule this world for now. We have to be born into God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Even though we're still in this nasty old world, but we still have
right.
Holy
born,
Spirit.
Yep, the
of
kingdom
us,
of God is within us. And then what do? When we're transformed and we get our lives in order, according to the scriptures, now we go
that don't mean that we
and
just
preach
keep
the gospel.
Going out and doing things that we know is wrong just because we've been,
right.
you know, the whole, this, well, I say saved, but you said you shouldn't say saved. I mean, that's what
yes.
I've always
See, that's it's a terminology
a child,
type thing.
What, yeah.
Yeah, so what you say is you're a follower of Christ. You're born
yeah.
from above.
Yeah.
Because saved is something we get when we endure to the end. We're not saved right now, right? We're not dead.
Yeah.
We don't have eternal life right now.
No.
It's there. So we have to go
that
to
makes
it.
Sense.
That's
yeah.
our hope
mm-hmm.
of eternal life set ahead of us.
Yeah.
Between now and there, we have good works to do for Him, which means get our life in order.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to do in there if you're studying the scriptures.
And do work for Him, you know, like what you're doing. You're
right.
Doing that kind of witnessing to people.
Right, yep.
And that's sort of on a battleground.
Yeah, good
here.
Observation on that. A lot of people
yeah.
we talk to, they don't realize that, you know, you are supposed to go and preach the gospel. That's for today,
mm-hmm.
too. But yeah. you know what they do? In the churches, they pay somebody else to go do it. Oh,
yeah.
we'll have a missionary. Let's just give them the money. And that wouldn't be bad if it was done biblically.
I believe, if I remember correctly, when I was a member of a church a long time ago, preachers get paid, I think.
But Paul also, and that's a whole mm-hmm. other topic, Paul worked also.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was the chief
so
apostle.
Kind of
and he worked,
job.
Yeah. And see, so us, we don't take anybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
We support ourselves.
Yeah.
That's one thing that we really strive hard to do
mm-hmm.
is to support ourselves and not take anybody's money, because you see it's all a business. Working. Yeah. So anyway, what I would encourage you to do, there is much more than where you're going
mm-hmm.
and, or where you're at, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So go deeper in the scriptures, but you got to be willing to lay down your life and lose it all for Him, and that's what they don't teach you. You may lose your friends, your family, children, I don't know how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
We lost that all. You may have to give up a career if that's what, depending on if it fits within the word, you know, because
yeah.
you don't want to be a part of this world. You want to be
mm-hmm.
a part of God's kingdom, but in it, shining His light and His truth and being a godly example. So we would be here to help you get your life in order. Is your husband a believer?
Yes.
Okay.
Is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
You saw my husband. You
yeah,
might have saw her husband's
husband.
Got the other
okay.
little guy walking around.
I believe I may have.
Okay,
yeah.
yeah.
Check out
our websites on there. You can find our contact
okay.
info on there. I think our
if
email's
I had
on
my
there.
Glasses,
but
I'm
no,
hard
that's
right
fine.
Now.
You take
I
that home.
Them, but I was
We'd love to hear from husbands
well, so
and.
Got this message. Okay. Don't want to
okay.
get nobody sick.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, everybody has their personal choices, but yeah. So we'd love to hear from you on that. If you have any questions, have your husband reach out and contact us. But what I can leave you with is forsake all those, because even if you go there sometimes and you're not like written member on a membership card, where's that in the Bible?
No, I hadn't done that.
It's not in the Bible.
No, I know, and that's what
yeah.
I was saying. It's like they each have their own beliefs. You know, you can go visit many, many denominations even, because I've tried that just to see.
You ever stop to think about that? Children have different names. I picked the same name. We believe this, we believe that, we believe that.
Yeah, and you have to do what they want you to do, how they want you to do
how
it.
How about what the Bible
what
says?
What the Bible says is what counts. That's
so there's 40,000 of their beliefs, but isn't there one God, one Savior, one truth, one word, and one body of Christ, mm-hmm. one. Yeah. And then we're all supposed to speak the same thing. Are they all speaking the same thing?
No.
They were created by Satan and man. Man yeah. created all those denominations, not God.
No, that
they started
makes so much sense,
hundreds of yeah. years later, right? We need to go back to the New Testament mm-hmm. and do and follow what it says. Now, as you go through the scriptures, you're going to have to wipe away from your mind whatever you've learned in the churches. That's cultural. That's not for today. You know, in the New Testament, yeah. we're in the New Covenant. Mm-hmm. We follow and obey the New Covenant. Matthew 4:4. Mm-hmm. We live by every word out of the mouth of God.
And so, some, you know, and I don't know what you're, if you're even a denomination, but...
Oh, no, we left that all behind because it's made of man.
Yeah.
We just follow the scriptures and obey.
And that's what I've always wanted. It's just, you know, you hear of non-denominational churches, but even still, when you go to some of them, they're like...
They're the same thing.
Yeah, they just don't have the specific club name.
And the money trail and all the stuff. Yeah, they even the non-denoms, they got the money trail going to somebody and
always. Yeah,
yeah. There's always it's a business.
Let me ask you this: you know about the Old Testament and the New Testament. And one of my questions is: do you follow the Old Testament
no.
beliefs? Okay.
Well,
that's something I feel like it's.
We don't go
the New
in there and try.
After.
We don't follow the Torah law. That's. Uh-huh. What we follow is the New Testament. Much of the moral in there is today.
Right. And you
can see a reflection of it.
But I mean, that's what we're supposed to go by, right?
Yeah, not festivals and feasts and anything. Mm-hmm. Christ fulfilled the law in the New Testament, so we follow that. The Old Testament gives us a lot of archetypes that point to Christ, mm-hmm. which then you see in Revelation is all about Christ. The whole Bible mm-hmm. is about Christ. Mm-hmm. But we're in the New Covenant because we were bought with His blood, and that starts the New Covenant, right? So through His shed blood, we're washed clean, and now we follow after what He has set. It's been written on our hearts. If you look in the Old Testament, it was all external. Do this, do that, wash
yeah.
your hands,
God,
you know.
God was actually talking to people on earth, you know, in that time before Jesus came.
Yeah, and they didn't have the Holy Spirit within
right.
them. In the New Covenant, it says He's going to write it on their hearts. So now we have the power of the Holy Spirit from within us. But the problem is the churches teach, oh, it's all what's within you. It doesn't matter what's on the outside. That's a lie because God says He's going to judge us by our deeds, which is manifest by what's inside,
well,
right?
What's inside. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you've got the power of the Holy Spirit within
yeah,
you,
right. yeah.
your whole entire life changes. Mm-hmm. Not just a few things here and there. You don't just stop swearing and stop drinking and smoking and hanging out at the bars. Mm-hmm. There's more to it. Your whole life, your whole outlook, everything changes. You don't look in the Old Testament with the Israelites. Mm-hmm. Did they look like and act like and do what the pagans did?
Mm-hmm.
God had a specific thing to call them out. Now, He doesn't have us wear certain fibers and certain things today, mm-hmm. but that's like an archetype of what we should be like in this world today, mm-hmm. called out and separate. Mm-hmm. We should look like and act like and be godly, holy people. Right. Do we look like godly people? We don't look like the world. We're not talking like the world, are we? We're not spending our time talking about sports and entertainment. No. We're talking about the things of God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
So you look like, act like, don't participate in the things mm-hmm. of the world, and you stand out and call people mm-hmm. out of that. The Bible says, come out from among them, touch no unclean thing, and He will receive you. If you're God, we can be His people. And so in the book of James, it says, keep yourself unspotted by the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you maybe heard the term, in the world, but not of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh yeah, I'm in it, but I'm not of it. And all they
yeah.
do is they just don't watch X-rated movies. Yeah, it's even deeper than that. And the scriptures teach us how to filter this world and how to live a godly, holy life while we're here in the world, but not being spotted by it,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah,
yeah,
so there's a lot more for you to go.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a good basis on it. You've been out of it for the most part, maybe dabbling here and there.
Yeah.
Take a break from all that. Any spiritual influence, television, I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
if they're on TV, are they not popular?
Right, yeah. Not
what did Jesus say? Did He say, you'll be loved by the world and popular? He
yeah.
said, you'll be hated, right?
Yeah.
Just like they were. So we're to imitate them. And if His name was reproached and we're His, are we not to be reproached for His name? So those people on the TV, on the YouTube, billions of clicks, billions of followers, millions, even hundreds of thousands, that's a lot. Jesus said few and narrow, right? That's the broad road. Few and narrow. It's a lot narrower than people think it is. So we're giving you a lot to think about.
You have given me a lot to think about. Yeah. And you have.
Yes.
What is your name? Is it on the
phone? I'm Sister Amen.
Amen. My name is Heather.
Okay, I'm sorry. We were shaking hands. I didn't know.
No, you're okay.
Okay, oh, I know you. I didn't
my, name, my name's Heather. And
that's Heather.
What's your name?
This is Oliver.
Hi, Oliver.
And this is Sister Cara.
Yeah.
Sister Cara, well, nice to meet you. Audra.
It was nice meeting you. Let us know if we can help you. We'd be happy to answer any questions. And we'd love to hear from your husband, too.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give this to him when I get home.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to read it myself because I can't hear. I mean, I can barely see it. But,
oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. So go deeper in the scriptures.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if you're going to have tomorrow, right? And I can just help you out on this. You might be having good intentions what you're doing, but you got to keep going. There's more to go to. We're to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. So this is a serious, urgent thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The five virgins.
This is my life.
Right.
This
so the 10 virgins. You've heard of the 10 virgins, right?
Well, no, I haven't.
Okay, that's in the Bible.
Maybe I haven't. I don't remember.
There's 10 virgins, and I want to leave you with this then. Okay. Five had their oil, and they were all ready. They were waiting for the bridegroom.
Oh, okay. I know the story.
The other five were foolish. They didn't bring any extra oil. They had to go when the bridegroom was coming. You know, that's an archetype of Christ. They got shut outside the door. They were virgins. They were pure. Mm-hmm. They were waiting for the bridegroom. They got shut right outside the door. Can you imagine how horrifying that would be?
Yeah.
That's how close people can get and not make the mark. Yeah. Many are called, you are chosen. So a lot of people, that's what the churches do. They teach people, oh, it's just kind of lackadaisical kind of thing. You know, you just work your way and you'll get there at some point. It's urgent. Fight, strive, press, run the race.
Yes.
That's what I would encourage you to do. We love you. That's
really,
why we're here.
You really got me thinking a lot now.
That's awesome. Good.
I want to go home and read and, you know.
Yeah, let us know if you have any questions. Yeah, that would be great to hear from you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. It was
you
nice
too.
Talking to you.
Nice
take care.
Talking to you all. Thank
See you.
You.